Good morning. Skies have alternated between clear and partly to mostly cloudy overnight, and as a result, we're waking up this morning with a wide range of temperatures across the region. For example, parts of the mid and lower Hudson Valley with clear skies are down into the single digits, as are parts of the higher terrain, while other locations are in the teens and still yet others in the lower 20s to start the day, those places that were mostly cloudy for a good chunk of the night. So some places waking up a bit colder than others, but the result will probably be the same this afternoon, with most locations seeing mostly sunny skies and temperatures rebounding a bit from yesterday, and a lot of places going back above freezing with an average high temperature in the middle 30s. High pressure remains in control across the region, and as it dominates right through the day on Thursday, we'll continue to see dry weather. Around the backside of the high pressure center, milder air will start to flow in. Still, temperatures will be back into the teens on average tonight, and with a mix of sun and clouds, push back up toward the 40-degree mark on Thursday afternoon. The next storm system will begin to approach the region late in the week on Friday. Any sunshine in the morning will give way to increasing clouds. However, it will stay dry right through the evening on Friday, with highs again in the lower 40s. That next storm will continue to make progress in our direction for the weekend. Right now, it looks like Saturday will start off dry, but quickly clouds will thicken and precipitation will break out by about lunchtime. Still in question will be the temperature profile across our area from location to location. Most of the higher terrain will see snow through the afternoon and into Saturday night, while some valleys could see a mix or even a changeover to some rain late Saturday, with high temperatures in the lower to mid-30s. More snow is likely, especially across the higher terrain on Saturday night, and again, there is the risk of a mix with some rain in valley locations, with lows back around 32. The storm system along the coast and the upper level disturbance overhead will be slow to move out, and as a result, additional light snow or a rain-snow mix will be possible into the day Sunday. If the precipitation is all snow across the weekend, these locations will have the highest snowfall totals and could be several inches. Highs on Sunday will be in the mid-30s. We'll dry it out behind this system with temperatures staying in the 30s and a mix of sun and clouds early next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, unsettled weather will continue across much of the west this week as two upper-level systems move in from the Pacific. A strong cold front will bring snow into interior sections of the west as the front heads toward the Rockies today. Not much of a break is expected for the Pacific Northwest as another system approaches, which will bring more rain and snow to the region later today and tonight. Two-day storm total snowfall amounts are expected to be highest in the Washington and Oregon Cascades, where 1 to 2 feet can be expected. And after another very cold night and early morning in the deep south, including sub-freezing temperatures in Florida, some moderation will occur along and west of the Appalachian Mountains today and tomorrow. At Mount Washington this morning, 80 miles visibility under mostly cloudy skies and 10 degrees with a northwest wind at 44, gusting to 48 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, clear skies and 40 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 21 degrees, the dew point 11, 65% relative humidity, a south wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.42 inches and steady. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny near 40, Boston mostly sunny in the mid-30s, and in Buffalo partly sunny and breezy with highs in the mid-30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 26 degrees, the low, 7, the average temperature, 17, that's 5 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, no snowfall, for the month, 5.1 inches, which is 7.2 inches below normal, and 35.3 inches for the season, which is 6.2 inches of snow above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 30 degrees, the average low, 14. The record high 62 set in 1906 and the record low 20 below zero in 1984. Sunrise this morning, 7:19 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:55 p.m. 9 hours and 36 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny today with highs in the lower 30s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today with highs in the mid to upper 30s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the upper teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-30s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid-teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-30s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the middle teens. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-30s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid-teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, a bit milder, near 40. Some sunshine Friday morning, then increasing clouds, dry, lower 40s. Cloudy over the weekend with a chance of snow developing through the afternoon and evening on Saturday, perhaps mixed with some rain in the mid-30s. A chance of snow tapering to rain and snow shower Sunday, mid-30s. And a mix of sun and clouds for both Monday and Tuesday, with high temperatures both days in the middle 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiana.